Maybe you've seen the videos, a passenger knocking out a flight attendant's teeth, another man allegedly banging on a cockpit door. Bad airline behavior seems to be on the rise now that travelers are returning to the skies. And for more on this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Andrew Thomas, Associate Professor of Marketing and International Business at the University of Akron and Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Transportation Security, as well as author of Air Rage, Crisis in the Skies. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. What do you think is making this kind of conflict so prevalent right now?
Yeah, hi, Melissa. Thanks for having me on. There's a couple things at work here. First of all, and we've seen over really about the last almost 30 years as the rise of air rage has become more and more of an issue on commercial air travel. We've seen when we have surges in passengers, and that's what we've seen really in the last few months is the air system has really opened up to more and more passengers. We see a spike in these cases. I think at the same time we're seeing here other issues entering in that haven't been the case before, particularly with regards to masks, with the psychological impact of folks not really having been around other people for over a year in many cases, being so proximate to other human beings. And I think, you know, this just becomes a very dangerous cocktail, and we're seeing this this happen all over the country. In fact, it's beginning to happen all over the world now.
You know, you just said the word cocktail. We understand that several airlines are extending their ban or their hold on serving alcoholic beverages. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's a wise idea?
Yeah, I think anything that would, you know, kind of tone this down, at least for the short term, would be positive. I'm leery, though, in terms of saying that there's going to be any real measurable benefits. Most people, when they're drunk in the air travel experience, research has shown, they get loaded up in the airport before they're on board. It's harder to see people now with everybody wearing a mask if they're drunk or not, only seeing their eyes. So if we're not going to ban it in airports, it's probably a gesture that's going to have some risk reduction, but nothing, I think, significant.
So is there anything that the airlines can do to mitigate this, especially if members of the crew are getting hurt?
Yeah, and, you know, this is the same solution that many folks, flight attendants unions, other flight crew pilots associations have been calling for, and that is you really got to, people who do this really need to be held accountable. Right now, the fines, the punishments are all over the board. There's no consistency. You know, creating something like a no-fly list for people who act up and then holding these people accountable with significant fines, jail time, et cetera, I think that would go a long way to reducing some of the cases. The point, though, is with more and more people flying with the concern over masks and all the other issues that we've seen, whether it's alcohol, drugs, illegal, legal use, abuse in some cases, this stuff's going to happen. What you want to do is try to manage it to the best of your ability.
What about passengers? Is there anything that passengers who aren't the instigators should be doing differently?
I think what we've seen recently, and this is probably the biggest single security improvement since 9/11, is that passengers with the leadership of flight crew are much more apt to get involved in something within the cabin environment. We don't want to encourage people to become vigilantes. At the same time, though, when the security in the cabin is being threatened, nobody's going to come help you. You can't call 911 and hope the police are going to show up in a quick amount of time. You're kind of up there by yourself. So I think passengers, if needed, should get involved, assuming the flight crew is asking them to do so. And on some of the videos we've seen on these most recent cases, we've seen that. We've seen with the flight crew taking a leadership role and passengers in certain circumstances helping out. And I think that's probably what we'll see more of going forward.